Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 13th. You'll be interested to know. 64 years ago today, in 1961, East Germany began constructing the Berlin Wall, a formidable barrier that divided East and West Berlin. This monumental structure stood as a stark symbol of the Cold War, separating families and communities for nearly three decades. Its eventual fall in 1989 marked a triumphant moment of unity and freedom, inspiring the world with the resilience of the human spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions for surfers. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 3 to 4 mph, keeping things manageable as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 1 foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide on Wednesday will be a half foot at 6:15 a.m., followed by a 5 feet high tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday features fair surf conditions with consistent 3 to 4 feet waves. Light winds around 4 to 7 mph from the south create manageable sessions early on. However, Friday and Saturday see increasing choppy conditions with winds escalating to 10 to 13 mph, making it less appealing. Overall, expect rideable waves, but prepare for rougher paddles as the weekend progresses. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 69 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:37, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:13. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 75 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions, with a low around 65 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Thursday through Sunday, with highs around 72 to 75. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 60s and light southwest winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a surprising twist, President Donald Trump's recent spending package, often criticized for its cuts to social services, also brings a significant boost to affordable housing in California. The bill increases the low-income housing tax credit, a vital funding source for affordable housing projects statewide, which advocates say could double the production of low-rent units over the next decade. Matt Schwartz, the president and CEO of the California Housing Partnership, emphasized that this change is a huge shot in the arm for a struggling sector. While challenges remain, including rising costs and funding shortages, experts are optimistic that California could see thousands of new affordable homes each year thanks to this unexpected support. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball has announced its postseason schedule for this season, confirming that the flexible start date for the World Series has been eliminated. This decision follows last year's attempt to accommodate potential early finishes, but it proved impractical. As a result, the World Series is now set to begin on Friday, October 24th, with a possible Game 7 on Saturday, November 1st. The wildcard round starts on Tuesday, September 30th, and the division series begins on Saturday, October 4th. Currently, the Dodgers hold the number 3 seed in the National League, with a record of 68 wins and 51 losses. In local sports, last night at Oracle Park in San Francisco, the Padres lost to the Giants 5-1. Ray took the loss with 6 innings pitched, allowing 4 earned runs, while Adam earned the win for the Giants. The Friars got homers from Iglesias and Merrill, but left 7 runners on base. San Diego finished with 10 hits and no errors. The Padres' record is now 68-52. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Giants at Oracle Park in San Francisco for the final game of this series. Nick Pivetta is 11-4 with a 2.94 earned run average and faces Kai-Wei Tang, who is 1-1 with a 5.4. First pitch at 12:45 under clear skies at a mild 69 degrees expected for this noon matchup. In top news, General Electric and United Nuclear have reached a U.S. consent decree mandating a cleanup of uranium mine waste, estimated to cost nearly $63 million. This effort will take over a decade, focusing on sites in New Mexico and the Navajo Nation. The Justice Department announced that the companies will excavate approximately 1 million cubic yards of waste from the Northeast Church Rock Mine Superfund site. This mine operated from 1967 to 1982 and was a key source of uranium ore. The Environmental Protection Agency has previously mandated shorter-term cleanups, but risks remain for hazardous substance release. In business news, in a recent analysis, Zillow senior economist Orf Devoungry highlights why 2025 may be a good time to buy a house. After years of rising prices, Zillow forecasts a 0.8% drop in home values by year-end, marking the first decline since 2011. With high mortgage rates stifling competition and inventory increasing, buyers currently have more leverage. Devoungry advises against waiting for market timing, as mortgage rates can fluctuate unexpectedly. He notes that local markets vary, with affordability improving in areas like Texas and Florida, despite rising insurance costs. Sellers, sitting on substantial equity, are less likely to rush into the market. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $119,000. Ethereum is up 9% to just under $4,700. And XRP is up 3% to $3.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. CoreWeave's revenue has more than tripled, reflecting the soaring demand for artificial intelligence. In the second quarter, the company reported revenue of $1.2 billion, up from $395 million a year earlier. However, CoreWeave also faced a loss of $290 million. Chief Executive Michael Intrator noted the need to scale rapidly to meet this demand. Shares fell 7.6% to $137 in late trading. Entertainment News. The film industry in 2025 is experiencing a much-needed positive shift, with comic book films like Superman and the Fantastic Four First Steps exceeding expectations. Original projects, such as the IMAX release of F1 and Ryan Coogler's vampire thriller Sinners, prove there is still strong interest outside of established franchises. However, many exceptional independent films have struggled to find their audience due to limited releases. Among these, A Little Prayer, On Swift Horses, Omaha, and My Dead Friend Zoe showcase talent and storytelling deserving of recognition in a year filled with blockbuster hits. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Helen Keller. And she said, "Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.